Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The DH, Jack Clark. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Marzano. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Dobson. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco strikes out. There goes Brown. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatcher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zupczyk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bordick moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Bordick scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Henderson scores. Brown moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-0 Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Marzano batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Marzano hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball four. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Young now pitching. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to third. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Hatcher scores. One out. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zupczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zupczyk hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marzano is 0 for 1 in the game. Marzano hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Cooper now playing third base. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco is hit by the pitch. Brown moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. The throw from Marzano to pick off Brown, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Marzano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground for a single. Tom Brunansky, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Movon, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to third. Jim Corsi now pitching. Jack Clark, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatcher scores. Vaughn moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bob Zupczyk, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground into left field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Vaughn scores. Zupczyk moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Marzano is 0 for 2 in the game. Marzano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Greg Harris now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. Henderson moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quirk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bruce Walton now pitching. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brown. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to third. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brown bunts in front of the plate. Marzano fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. Henderson moves to second. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a line drive for a single. Weiss scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Tony Foss is now pitching. Randy Reddy pinch hits for Harold Baines. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Henderson scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Steinbach hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Reddy moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Zupcik. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Reddy scores. Steinbach goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Athletics. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Quirk is 0-for-4 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Lansford trying to get to home. Hatcher throws the ball into Marzano, who tags Lansford, who who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Todd Revenig now pitching. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zupczyk hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Herm Winningham pinch hits for John Marzano. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winningham hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brown. Winningham reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.